This wolf program involving the extermination of two packs is not occurring in an area of livestock grazing, and it's occurring not through recreational hunting, but through a professional hunter-trapper, and it's occurring in the middle of a wilderness involving wolf packs that live entirely in the wilderness. The whole point of a wilderness under the law is to have a place where wild nature controls and predator-prey relationships occur naturally. It's not about producing an elk production area for solely for hunting interests and outfitting interests. And in this case, Idaho has prioritized production of elk over every other value in this portion of the wilderness. And the U.S. Forest Service has unfortunately gone along. The Forest Service has a legal duty to protect the wilderness character of the Frank Church Wilderness on behalf of all of us. Congress told the Forest Service it holds the trust of preserving the Frank Church Wilderness for the entire nation. But the Forest Service not only did not object to Idaho going in and wiping out two wolf packs within the wilderness, but essentially gave them the key to a Forest Service cabin to use as a base of operations and allowed the use of a Forest Service airstrip to get the trapper and his materials into the wilderness. And the result is that right now there's a paid professional hunter-trapper operating in the Frank Church Wilderness from a Forest Service cabin, exterminating native wildlife and altering the wilderness character of the Frank Church Wilderness.
It's true that the federal government manages the wilderness, but the state of Idaho manages the wildlife there. So they are legally able to do what they wish in terms of what they deem is necessary to manage it according to their wildlife plans.
You know, here's the thing about that. They have a broad discretion to manage wildlife, but that discretion ends where their activities interfere with a federal requirement. And in this case, the federal requirement is set forth in the Wilderness Act, which is to preserve the wilderness character of the Frank Church Wilderness. And the state does not have a prerogative to take actions that would interfere with achievement of that federal objective. And so while the state certainly has some prerogatives to manage wildlife, including within the wilderness, those prerogatives don't go so far as to trample on federal rights.
In terms of the population of elk in the Frank Church, the state points out that that elk population in the last decade or so has declined almost in half. It's been a 43% decline, and they attribute that to, among other things, predation by wolves. So they want to reduce the six packs that live there by two. And you think that would change the wilderness character?
Yes. I mean, what we're talking about is manipulating elk numbers by removing predators. By the words of the Wilderness Act, the wilderness area is supposed to be a place where the earth and its communities of life are untrammeled by man. That means that natural predator-prey relationships occur. That will mean that wolves kill elk, because that's what wolves do. But Congress provided a place for that within wilderness areas where those natural concerns take precedence over the kinds of concerns about elk populations that take precedence elsewhere throughout the entire state. Also, I would point out that while the state likes to focus on the percentage reduction of the elk population, based on their last census, there remain 4,200-plus elk within the Middle Fork Salmon River region of the wilderness. And the Middle Fork Salmon River region of the wilderness is among the most lightly hunted areas in the state of Idaho because it is so remote and so difficult to access. So notwithstanding that there remain in excess of 4,000 elk and there are relatively few elk hunters in this area, the state has prioritized elk production over protection of the wilderness attributes that Congress sought to ensure would take precedence in the Frank Church Wilderness.
Wolf kill elk, obviously, in the Frank Church, but so do humans. And the state of Idaho argues that this is a popular hunting area, actually.
Well, if you look at their own data, you can go on their website. They have a document there, their draft elk plan, which is going to be, I think, subject to final approval within the next short time. They've got a chart in there showing the hunter density in the various hunting units around the state, and you'll see that the Middle Fork unit is at the very bottom of the stack in terms of hunter density. That's not to say nobody hunts there or that nobody should hunt there. Hunting, including hunting of wolves, is a lawful activity within the wilderness by recreational hunters, and no one is saying that that recreational hunting activity is prohibited by the Wilderness Act. But this isn't recreational hunting. This is harkening back to the old days of predator extermination, where you actually have a professional hunter and trapper out there placing traps and snares and shooting animals with the whole purpose not of having a recreational experience and providing meat for a freezer or a trophy, but for the whole purpose of altering the natural dynamics of the wilderness. And that's what the case is objecting to.
Do you have any concerns that the elk population would get completely out of balance in the Frank Church if the depredation continues and, say, the elk population got quite low there? Do you have any concerns about that?
I mean, I guess what I would say about that is elk and wolves lived together in the American West for thousands and thousands of years before the sort of late 1800s, and wolves did not drive elk to extinction. The Frank Church Wilderness is 2.4 million acres. The surrounding area encompasses additional wilderness lands and a number of roadless lands. There's abundant habitat for wolves and elk. Elk numbers have been reduced, which one would expect to see when a native predator is restored to the landscape in this kind of situation. But history is any guide, elk and wolves will reach an equilibrium. And in fact, what we've seen in this situation is not that the wildlife biologists are up in arms saying we have to save the elk because they're going to be exterminated in the Frank Church Wilderness, but that many wildlife biologists, including some eminent wildlife biologists in Idaho, are saying that this is a misguided proposal that prioritizes altering the natural balance for the benefit of outfitters.
The state of Idaho says they have precedent that they hired professionals to do some wolf control in the Lolo area, and that they're just doing this in the Frank Church as well.
The difference between a wilderness land that Congress has designated for maintenance of natural processes and then regular national forest land, which is much more widespread in the state of Idaho, is really important, because Congress has imposed some special duties on the Forest Service when it comes to wilderness that don't apply to other forest landscapes. So what Idaho can do on sort of generic national forest land is very different from what it can do on a wilderness area.
You are concerned about precedent that this would set, not just concerned about the Frank Church, but what precedent it might set for other wilderness areas and management of wildlife in those areas?
Absolutely. If Idaho can go into one of the most remote portions of the Frank Church Wilderness, wipe out two wolf packs in the interest of outfitting interests in an area where there is very light hunter activity and wolves have no conflict with livestock and are located entirely within wilderness boundaries, then it's hard to imagine any landscape where this kind of wolf or mountain lion or bear or whatever it is, extermination activity could not go forward.
Well, I have been speaking with Tim Presso, who's an attorney with the Earth Justice Organization, and they're trying to stop the elimination of two wolf packs in the Frank Church Wilderness area. Tim, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.